This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have seen in recent visits that it is the Holy Spirit who enables us to die to self and live to the glory of God. When we surrender to the Holy Spirit and rely on Him, He will manifest His fruit through us. Listen to how Paul describes the essence of this fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When our faith expresses itself through this kind of love, there is no need for a law to govern or guide us. When our governor and guide is the Holy Spirit, He will make us and enable us to live in this way. This is the picture of a mature Christian. Love here is agape love. It chooses always to do what is in the interest and benefit of the one loved, no matter the cost to self. Joy here is not mere happiness based on delight or desirable circumstances. Jesus prayed for the disciples to have the joy He had at the time He was facing death on the cross. It's an inner resilience and radiance that supersedes whatever you are facing. Peace here is not peace with God, but rather the peace of God, a tranquility of mind and heart resulting from knowing you are right with God. Patience has the idea of endurance and perseverance when circumstances or people are causing challenges or obstacles. Kindness, goodness, and gentleness all speak of someone who cares enough about others that they're willing to listen, take the time to understand, give the benefit of doubt, and then help in whatever way possible. We'll continue looking at this fruit in our next visit.